Okay, today's daf is Shkolim Daf Beis. We begin a new Masechta, really a whole new world when we learn Talmud Yerushalmi. It's entirely different, even the language, the whole style is entirely different than Talmud Bavli. The Masechta deals with the mitzvahs say that every Jew has, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, to give Machzas HaShekel each and every year, and with that Machzas HaShekel, they would buy the Korbanos HaTzibur, the Korban Tamid that was brought twice a day, every single day, the Korbanos Musaf that were brought on special days, and we're going to learn all about that. The second half of the Masechta is going to talk about a lot of other related issues to Mamun Hekdish and the Beis HaMikdash, but it starts out by talking about simply the Machzas Shekel. This Masechta L'chora belongs more in Seder Kachim than it does in Seder Moed, so it's a little bit odd that it appears here in Seder Moed, but Rabbeinu HaKadosh decided to put it in Seder Moed because it was an annual type of event to be Torim the Shkalim. So since it was something that occurs on the calendar on a regular basis, so it's considered to be something that's like a Moed. And not only that, the Korbanos that are born in the Moadim were purchased with these Shkalim. That's how the Rishonim explain what it's doing over here. That's how the Meiri explains that since the Korbanos that were brought on the various Moadim, the various Korbanos Musaf, were purchased with these Shkalim, so it makes it here in Seder Moed. Once we learn the Meseches Pesachim, which we finished yesterday, that discusses Chag HaPesach, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh put Meseches Shkalim right after it for three possible reasons that are identified by the Rishonim. First of all, because the Zman of the bringing of the Shkalim is close to Pesach time, so it's considered one of the Inyanim of Korban Pesach. That's how the Rambam writes in the Akdamah to Pirushim Shnayis. And also the mitzvah Machzas HaShekel is written in the Torah right after the mitzvah of Akravas HaPesach in Parshas Kisisa, right after Parshas Bo, where it talks about Akravas HaPesach. The Rambam says, the Rambam says that reason. The other one was, the first one was the Igeres of Shri Rugon. And the another reason is because every day they would buy from the Chumas Chumas HaShkalim the Korbanos HaTamid. And Korban Tamid was mentioned in Meseches Pesachim, Tamid Nishchat, the fifth parak. We learned all about the Korban Tamid. So the second half of Meseches Pesachim started dealing with Pesach Sheni. What we called Pesach Sheni starts with the discussion of the Korban Tamid. So since, where does that Korban Tamid come from? It comes from the money that they got from the Machzas HaShekel. So that's how the Meiri explains why Meseches Shkalim is here right after Meseches Pesachim. Now there is no Talmud Bavli on Meseches Shkalim. There's only Talmud Yerushalmi. Now there are lots of Mesechtos that there's no Talmud Bavli. There's only Talmud Yerushalmi. Yet somehow Shkalim is the only one we learn in the cycle of the Daf Yomi. But apparently this was a minhag mimei kedem. This was a long-standing minhag. The Meiri writes v'hurgalnu b'limuda achar Meseches Pesach Sheni, that it became our habit to learn Meseches Shkalim after we finished learning Meseches Pesachim. So he quotes in the Hakadama to the Mesifta over here in a footnote from the Sefer Ale Tamar, who says, why is it that we learn Dafka Meseches Shkalim? He says, V'yitachin shetzorfa od mizman go'one bavel v'nira atam bazeh shachrish Ravashi lo sidr talmud v'zram v'taros b'yichud. Ravashi was never mesader any gemara for zra'im or for taharos v'kilolam b'tocha talmud l'sharas darim min reish lo yoynogim b'chutz la'aretz. And the reason he didn't do it was because these were halachos that were not knowing in chutz la'aretz, they were only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, he did make a talmud for Seder Kachim. Why would he make a talmud Bavli for Seder Kachim? Kachim also is about Korbanos that we only do Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayim. So he said, because we have a concept in Neshalma Parm Sfasenu, that when we speak about it and we learn about Korbanos, so that it's Ki'ilu we brought the Korbanos. So anything that relates to Kachim, we're going to learn about, we need to learn about, in order to fulfill our requirement of bringing those Korbanos. So it could be that's why Shkalim makes it, because Shkalim is really Kachim, meaning technically it really belongs in Kachim. It's really a Masechta that's about collecting the money to bring the Korbanos. So as in Meshalma Parmas Faseinu, maybe that's why we learn Shkalim. There never was a Talmud Bavli on Shkalim because it's not in Seder Kachim, but nevertheless, it could be that's why we learn Shkalim, to be in fulfillment of that in Meshalma Parmas Faseinu. There is a machlokas rishonim whether this mitzvah of giving machsa shekel requires a bracha or not. The Rashba says there's no bracha on this mitzvah because in a torim nosin klumi shalo, you're not giving anything from your own money. Kimcha kol milcha nasanulach, that all this is given from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and it's just on loan. So you could say that about all of our money, but this is more earmarked to be given, and therefore one would not make a bracha. However, other rishonim disagree and hold that there is a bracha. Asherik rishonim tzolsi tzana lasis machsa shekel, just like there would be a bracha on any mitzvah. So this is a requirement that any male Jew from the age of 20 and up is chayiv in machsa shekel. Nashim va'avadim are not chayiv, but we would be mekabel from them if they offered. Nachrim and kutim, even if they were shokel, we wouldn't even be mekabel from them. Many other details of this halacha, of the halacha of shkolim that we're going to learn about Bezras Hashem over the next 3 weeks. So let us begin with what? Yeah, but primarily this wasn't about a census. I mean, that was once in Chumash. Now this is a mitzvah l'doros. It's not about a census. It's about collecting money for the Karbanos HaTzibur. So Daf Beis is going to deal with, the Mishnah is going to talk about different things that we do on Rosh Chodesh Adar and on the 15th day of Adar. Then the Gemara is going to talk about why Dafka on Echad Ba'Adar were Mashmin al Ashkalim, what the purpose of that date in particular is, and why it's dafka only in Adar Beis and not in Adar Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have a little bit of Agadata on the top of Amud Beis, a little bit of Agadata about how Klal Yisrael behaves in an illogical way sometimes, and about how Klal Yisrael sometimes is more eager to do bad than we are to do good, but we are always very generous, whether it's for bad or for good. We're always willing to give our money for it, for bad or for good, the Gemara is going to talk about. Then it's going to talk about the three times that it says the word Truma, both in Parshas Truma and Parshas Kisisa, what that represents. We're going to discuss the differences between Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, and how we date a shtar when there's two Adars. Do we date it as Adar Aleph or Adar Beis? That's the basic layout of today's daf. So let's begin with the Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Be'echad ba'Adar mashmin al shkalim ve'el haklayim. On the first day of Chodesh Adar, we are mashmi al shkalim. We announce that people have to bring the machsa shekel, and also about klayim, that if there's any klayim growing in someone's fields, if there's any mixtures of different types of grain and grapes or whatever it might be that's growing in someone's field, so they have to make sure to rip it out of their field. We let that be known already on Echad Ba'Adar. Once the growth starts, the Gemara is going to explain that once it's already large enough to notice, we have to get rid of it. Prior to that, you're not going to be able to find it, so that's why we let it be known around this time of year. Ubechamisha asar bo korines haMegillah b'krachim. On the 15th day of Adar, we read the Megillah in the krachim, in the cities that are surrounded by walls from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. We read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar, which is an odd thing to highlight about Chodesh Adar. L'chora, one would have highlighted that on Yud Dalit Adar, we read the Megillah everywhere else in the world, meaning there are so few places that we actually read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. More commonly, we read it on the 14th day of Adar. So Tosfos Maseches Moed Katan Davav deals with this issue, and he says that the reason why it mentions Dafka the Kriyas HaMegillah on the 15th is because the Mishnah is going to also mention several other things that are done on the 15th day of Adar. So we want to and we don't mention anything that's done on Yudalit Adar. So since we're by way of introduction to the other things that are done on Tesvav Adar, so we mention this one as well. The Shita explains that in the Kfarim and the Ayaros, the Zman Kriya was not as Kavua. You could also read on Yudalit Yud Beis. The first Mishnah Maseches Megillah tells us. So it's not as Kavua, as opposed to Tezvav, is Tezvav in Shushan. That was the Ikar Takana, was originally to read in Tezvav in Shushan. So we don't go through all of the details. Bartanur just points out also that we mention all the things of Tezvav Ba'adar, like Kriyas HaMegillah, all because the Mishnah is going to say later on in Daf Gimel Amud Beis that was the day that the Shulchanos would be Yoshev for the Machsa Shekel, that the money changers would get themselves ready, would set up shop in order to handle the Machsa Shekel requirement. So it's really a Shkalim issue, meaning we're not really here to discuss everything about Megillah and Adar. We just mentioned Tesvav Adar because Tesvav Adar is an important Shkalim date. So once we mention Tesvav Adar, we talk about the other things that are Tesvav Adar as well. So again, so on Tesvav Adar, we read the Megillah b'krachim umisaknin es hadrachim, and we fix up the roads ves harachovos and the large streets ves mikvos hamayim and the mikvaos of water vaosin kol tzarchei rabim, and we do any communal need umitzaynin es hakvaros, and we mark off all the graves v'yotzin afal haklayim, and then we go out and we start enforcing the klayim issue. We announced it earlier, but now we're going to go out and enforce. Meaning on echad v'adar we're mashmin al klayim, tell people you better get rid of your klayim. Tes v'avadar beizin sends out shluchim to go make sure that people have ripped out their klayim like they should have. Now masaknas adrachim v'sarachovos. Why? Why do we have to fix the roads dafka at this time of year? So the majority of the rishonim, the Rambam and the Meiri, the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos over here says that the ikur chiyuv to be masakin the drachim has nothing to do with shkalim, has nothing to do with being ol l'regel. It's really all about an ir miklat. The Gemara Maseches Makos tells us that we have to make sure that the signs and the roads to an ir miklat are very clearly marked, so that if someone kills b'shogeg, he's going to be able to get there rather easily before he gets killed by the Goel Adam. So that's what we're doing over here. This is all for the sake of the Ir Miklat. That's how the Rambam says. Tiferes Yisrael just points out that we do this dafka before the summertime, because in the summertime is when you have large crowds of people that get together, right? It's baseball season, so everyone's in, people get together to whatever the equivalent was of a baseball stadium back then. People get together and you have large crowds at the county fair and all sorts of different things. That's, you have people always together in the summertime, and that's when people kill b'shogeg. That's when accidents happen. The accidents go up in the summertime, so we have to make sure dafka in the summertime, when it's busy season for ir miklat, that the roads are paved very carefully to the ir miklat. The Bartanura says that maybe the Mishnah mentions this. There are other achronim explain. I think maybe the Tikkun Chadin, I should have mentioned, the primary mefarish that people use when they learn Shkalim, like what takes the place of Rashi? There's no Rashi, it's Talmud Yerushalmi. So you look on the side of the page, you have the Karbon Eda, and you have the Rivan, and several others. The Tikkun Chadin seems to be the one that people treat like Rashi. Tikkun Chadin is an achron, it's the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, he's Rav Yisrael Mishklov. There's a street in Harnof in Yerushalayim called Mishkalov. It's Mishklov. It's Rabbi Shaul Mishklov. So that's the Tikkun Chaditin. It's also the Mishnah of Eliyahu. He wrote both sides of the page over here in the commentaries. But the Tikkun Chaditin points out that there, I think he points out, or someone points out over here, that there are some that are that explain that this Tikkun was for the Olei Regalim, that it's not Stam that they would do for the Arei Miklat. This relates to the Olei Regalim. So the Rashash just raises the question. The Rashash on the Mishnah, he says, why do I need a special reason for why there would be Masak in the Drachim? The Mishnah says explicitly, we do all Tzarchei Tzibur. So if it's a Tzarchei Tzibur, so you do it. This Masak in Drachim is one of the Tzarchei Tzibur. It's one of the things your taxes go to pay for, to be Masak in Drachim. So he says that that on Adar, it's not, the rainy season is not over yet. So it's an odd time to be Masak in the Drachim, meaning they're going to get ruined again, and we're going to have to be Masak in them again on Moed, the Gemara Moed Kadin tells us. And therefore, we need a reason to be misakin the dafka now. I mean, why would we be misakin the dafka now, knowing that you're repaving the road just so it's going to get ruined very shortly? So we don't. That's why we dafka. This doesn't fit into the general category of tzarchei rabin. The mitzaynus hakvaros, the Mishnah said. The Mishnah Maseches Ma'is Hasheni says that siyum kvaros is done dafka with sid, that we use plaster to be mitzayin the kvaros. As Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, why it's dafka b'sid and not with anything else. The Gemara in Baba Kama, the Bavli in Baba Kama says, because sid is white and it therefore is a symbol for atzamos hameis, for bones of a dead body. So you see the sid, you know to think of bones, and you know that that's a kever. The Yerushalmi says, because tuma is going to be there forever, so sid is the longest lasting thing we could be mitzayin kvaros with. So we try to have something that lasts a long time, and sid happens to be the thing that lasts a long time. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah told us on the first day of Adar, we announce about bringing machzah shekel, we announce about klayim, 15th day of Adar, we read the Megillah. 15th day of Adar, we fix the roads. 15th day of Adar, we fix the mikvaos, and we do all sorts of tzarchei rabbim and mark off the kvaros, and we go and enforce the klayim issue. So says Rav Lama be'echad ba'adar. Why dafka be'echad ba'adar? Asks the Yerushalmi. We want to announce the Machzah Shekel and Echad Ba'adar so that everyone will bring their Machzah Shekel on time, so that v'titrum trumas alishcha minachadosha bizmana be'echad b'nisan, so that when we take money starting Echad b'nisan for the Karbanos, it will be from that year's Karbanos. Echad b'nisan is the new year for Karbanos, and you're supposed to bring from the Truma Chadasha, from the new money that was brought for that year. The only way we're going to make sure that there's enough money there to take from the Truma Salishka for the right year after Echad b'nisan is by letting it be known on Echad Ba'adar, by letting it be known in advance. The Bavli, Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, gives another reason why it's Dafka Be'echad Ba'adar. It says because it was Golivi Odul of Mishamar Vahaya Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Asid Haman Arasha Lishkal Kikarosa Val Yisrael Lefichah Chiktim Vamar Lemoshe Sheyishikle Yisrael Kodim Lishikle Haman. That he knew that was going to be the day that Haman was going to do his Shkalim to carry out his evil plan. So in order to have a Zuchus to counteract what Haman was going to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that we had a mitzvah in advance to counteract that. So that's why we dafka do it on Echad Ba'adar, and that was put into place, the refuah before the machla. It was put into place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see to it that we have some sort of zechus to counteract what Haman was trying to accomplish. That's the reason that's given in Maseches Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel. Some of the Acharim say, okay, great, so then after the times of Haman, it should be over. We shouldn't need to do Echad Ba'adar anymore because we had this zechus, we did it, and it was good. Not really such a kasha, meaning that was the nature of the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is built, then the Torah doesn't change. The mitzvah is going to be the same. And also, who knows that? Who says that it was only the zechus from before the times of Haman? Maybe it was the zechus that Klal Yisrael will always do this. Maybe that's what made it such a massive zechus, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be wiped out, because Klal Yisrael has so many years ahead of us of that day being a special day where we're osek in a mitzvah. So okay, but that's what some of the achronim ask. But anyway, so that's why we do it Be'echad Ba'adar, so that we can make sure that the money comes from the new money after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Umar Rabbi Shmuel Vimar, or Umar is Amar in Yerushalmi language. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Chumas Halishcha Kitchilasa. That the Chumas Halishcha is like it was originally. Meaning the reason that. So again, why do we do Echad Ba'adar? Because it's 30 days in advance of Echad B'Nisan, and we want everyone to know in advance, and we want everyone to have enough warning to make sure that they get the money in there by Echad B'Nisan. Now the Gemara is dealing with, why Echad B'Nisan? Who says Echad B'Nisan is the critical date that we need the new money for the Karbanos? So he says, because it's Kitchilasa. It's like when we originally collected, that's when the Mishkan got rolling. That's when it got started. So that's why it's the new year, legabe Mishkan related in Yanim. On the day the Mishkan was erected, on that day was Nitrma Truma. So it's that day every year that we have the Shkalim that we have to take from the new money. That's one reason. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshia, b'shem Kahana, Namar Kan Chadche, v'Namar Lalan Chadche. It's a different drasha. It says Chadche over here, and it says Chadche in a different context. Ma Chadche Lahalan Ein Monin Ela Nisan. Av Chadche Shnemar Kan Ein Monin Ela Minisan. So since it says Chadche by Zosal Chodesh B'Chadshol L'Chadche Hashana, and it says by Rishon Hulachem L'Chadche Hashana, so it says it by Machzah Shekel, and it says it by the counting of the months, that Chodesh Nisan is Rishon Hulachem L'Chadche Hashana. So since the word Chadche appears by both, so just like Nisan is the first month of the year, Rishon Hulachem L'Chadche Hashana, that's what the Ramban al Torah says, that you're not allowed to call anything else Rishon, Chodesh HaRishon. That's what Rav Avadia Yosef writes in the Tshuva, in Yabia Omer, that maybe when you write a check in January and you're writing a shorthand, maybe you shouldn't write one as the day as the month, because it's a violation of Rishon Hulachem L'Chadche Hashana, that you're only allowed to call Nisan Rishon, you're not allowed to call anything else the Rishon. It's quite a chumra. Avadia points out that with a lot of the month, months. If you're makbid like that in every month, it could be worse to say the name of the month, because most of the names of the months are names of Avodah Zarah. So either way, you're stuck one way or the other. But the minhag is to be makel on both sides, that we write the names of the months, we write the numbers of the months also. But that pasuk, Rishon Lechem L'chadshei Hashana, that's the Chadshei. It tells us it's Nisan. So here also it's Nisan. That's why we dafka have to have the new money in by Nisan. So says the Gemara further, Amar Rabbi Yona, again that's an Amora that's more of a Yerushalmi Amora apparently, comes up in the Yerushalmi much more than the Babli. Shavak Rav Tavi Rosh HaDemas Nisa V'Amar Sofa, he says, interestingly, Rav Tavi, when he just taught us this idea of how we know that Nisan is the critical time from Chadshei, he left out the beginning of the Brisa that teaches this to us, and he only taught us the second half of the Brisa. Now, this isn't really a kasha, because it's not like there's something in the beginning of the Brisa that is going to shed more light on this. It's just that he wants, for completion's sake, he wants to have the beginning of the Brisa as well. Now, there are a lot of girsaos issues in Masechta Shkalim. So one of them over here, the next four words are taken out by the Gra, and instead it says Lo Kein Tani. So the way let's read it like that. Lo Kein Tani. Doesn't the rest of the Brisa say as follows? Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chadsho Yachl Yei Torim B'Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh. I might have thought from that pasuk that we should be Torim every single month. Tamalomar B'Chadsho L'Chadshei B'Chodesh Echad U'Torim L'Kol Chadshei Hashana. That it's B'Chodesh L'Chadshei. It's one Chodesh. It's during one month that we're Torim to cover us for all the Chadshei Hashana. It's not a monthly event. It's once for everything. Yachol be'eze chodesh yirtza, I might think, okay, so pick whichever month you want, right? Since it only has to be one month to cover for the whole year, whichever month you want would be fine. So nemar kan chadshei v'nemar la'alan chadshei. So that's the end of the braisa that we quoted, that Rav Tavi quoted before. No, it says chadshei over here, and it says rishon hulachem l'chadshei hashana. So that, just like ma chadshei sh'nemar la'alan ein mon nelen minisan, av chadshei sh'nemar kan ein mon nelen minisan. So we assume that that they're related, that just like the Chadshei by Rishon Hulachem is Nisan, so too over here, when it comes to the Truma Salishcha, the Truma Chadasha is only from Nisan. Now in the Bavli, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says in the name of the Shmuel, that if a person brings, so we've been discussing, you have to bring from the Truma Chadasha, right? You have to bring from the new money. So in the Bavli, on Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, it says if a person brings from the Yashan, he's Yotzei, Ela Shechiser Mitzvah. But you didn't do the proper mitzvah of bringing on the of bringing from the Truma Chadasha, but you're still yotzei the korban. So Tari Evan explains, because by kachim in the one of the rules of kachim, since this is sort of a kachim masechta, it's kedai to mention, one of the rules of kachim is that whenever the Torah tells us a din one time, that din is a din lechadchila, but b'diavad it would still work. In order for something to be ma'akev, we need shana lavakasav la'akev. The din by kachim is that we needed to say it twice in chumish in order for it to be ma'akev. So since it only says this once, we only have one drasha to tell me that you need the Truma Chadasha by Chodesh Nisan, so that's why it's not ma'akev. That's why you're going to be yotzei even b'di'evet. The Achronim discussed the following case. What if Echad b'Nisan happens in middle of the week? So what do you do with the Lechem Apanim? Lechem Apanim is tricky, no? They bring it and make it the week before, but they don't actually eat it until a week later. So what if in between, what money pays for that? Is it the Truma Chadasha or the old Truma? So the Achronim say it's you're stuck l'chora. What do you do about the Lechem Apanim? It's mitzvah so b'Shabbos zu. The mitzvah is this Shabbos to be, and you're going to take from last year's shkalim. So the Gur Aryeh Yehuda says that tries to suggest as follows, that we bring it the previous Shabbos from the new shkalim. But then he says, but wait a second, just like you have to bring from the new, meaning he says, what do you lose by doing that? Just bring the new shekels and then you'll be yotzei for sure. He says, no, that can't be. Just like you're not allowed to bring from the old shekels in the new year, nistama, you're not allowed to bring from the new shekels in the old year either. So that's not going to help either. So he says, maybe as follows. He says, maybe based on the Pnei Yeshua in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Pnei Yeshua says that something that's not a carbon sibur does not have to be brought from the Truma Chadasha. It's only something that's a carbon sibur needs to be brought from the Truma Chadasha. Because Mechadish as follows, that the Lechem HaPanim is a carbon sibur only when you remove it from the shulchan and you take the kmitza and you take the kmitza from it. That's the Gemara Menachos talks about. We don't often think of this, but the lechem apanim is a carbon mincha. It's a carbon mincha like any other carbon mincha in the sense that it's flour, it's water, it's loaves of bread. That's how carbonos mincha. So there's a kmitza. There's a din of taking a kmitza from a carbon mincha. When is that? That's after it's removed from the table. That's when it becomes a carbon sibur. Prior to that, it's not a carbon sibur. So therefore, they could bring the lechem apanim from the truma chadasha. This din that you have to bring dafka from that year is only a din when it's in a carbon sibur. So they, even though last Shabbos was last year, they were allowed to use the truma chadasha because last Shabbos it wasn't yet a carbon sibur. It only becomes a carbon sibur this year. So that's how some of the achronim suggest to solve this problem of the truma chadasha. What do you do with the lechem apanim? Okay, says the Gemara further now. Mahu mashmiyin. What does it mean that mashmiyin al ashkalim? How does one do mashmiya? So Rav Huna amar machrizin. It means we announce. We make announcements that hechma dat amar v'yitnu kol b'Yehuda b'Yerushalayim. Just like the pasuk says that we let the word get out. We let the voice go out in Yehuda and Yerushalayim to let everybody know that we take out advertisements in the newspapers. That let everybody know. We go on Facebook, whatever. Let everybody know that they have to go and bring the shkalim. So taminta. Some be Moshe Mashiach when there's no Yetzer Hara. There's a Facebook will be Motor, right? So Tamin Taninan Ain Ben Adar Rishon Na Adar Sheni El Mikra Megillah Umatanos Avyanim. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni except for Mikra Megillah and Matanos Avyanim. That's the whole difference. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. The Mikra Megillah and Matanos Avyanim are done Dafka in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Af Shimu Ashkalim Uklayim Beinehem. Even being Mashmiya Al Ashkalim is also a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And the being mashmiya al klayim is a din in Adar Sheni. So mashmiya al shkalim and klayim are both a din in Adar Sheni. Those are things we dafka do in Adar Sheni. So somebody takes out the next couple of lines. So I'm Rabbi Yossi v'yotus. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, and that's correct. V'yotus, that's a beautiful thing. That's correct. Klum amru mashmiya al shkalim. I mean, it's got to be that we're mashmiya al shkalim and al klayim dafka in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. Why? What's the whole reason we're mashmi al ashkalim? It's so that by Chodesh Nisan we're ready to bring from the Truma Chadasha. So imat amar ba'adar rishon ad kedon it b'shasa shisin yomin. If you do it in Adar Rishon, forget it. 60 days in advance, you tell someone you're raising money for something. The deadline is 3 months from now. You're not going to see a single check. No one's going to pay anything if you tell them the deadline is 3 months. The deadline's tomorrow. The deadline's 2 days from now. Okay, I know, I better take care of it. When you give people too much time, it's never a good idea. They're never going to take care of it. So you're not going to announce it 2 months in advance. It's going to be a waste of breath. It's going to be a waste of time. Klum amr yotz, and by klayim also. Klum amr yotz, and afal klayim, lo kadei shu atzmach ni karin, im omrat ba'adar rishon, ad kadun, in the kikin. What's the whole reason we're mashmiya al haklayim on Rosh Chodesh Adar? It's because that's the time of the year where the plants are a little bit more recognizable, they're a little bit larger. You'll be able to notice if there's any klayim that's growing. But if you do it 60 days in advance, you do it by Adar Rishon, it's way too early. It's so small, it's so fine, you're not going to be able to see anything anyway. Rabbi Chizkiah Shal Me'ata, B'nei Bavel Mashmin Al Shkolim Erosh Shal Chorib. So Rabbi Chizkiah says, wait a second, if the whole point is that we need people to get their money in on time, so great, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, give 1 month notice, everyone will get their money in on time. You live in Bavel, that's a far ways away from Yerushalayim. Maybe you need more time. Maybe we already need to let people know from the winter time that they should get their shkalim in. Isn't the whole point that everyone's money should be there on time so that the Truma Chadasha should come from the Lishka in the right time? So for Bavel, it should be much earlier. No, we learned that there are three times in the year where there would be Torim the Lishka, meaning where they would take the money out of the special room where they kept all the Machsa Shekel money to buy Karbanos HaTzibur, and they would do this on Prosa Pesach, Prosa Haseres, Prosa Chag. Why? So, Amar Lei, Neymar Ilin de Kraven Prosa Pesach, Ilin de Rechokin Prosa Haseres, Vilin de Rechokin Minhon Prosa Chag. Why would they do it Dafka three times of the year? Because the people who were lived close by were able to get their money in on time. So that was before Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, pros. Pesach pros means a half a month before Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we would take money from the Lishcha because that was for the people who lived nearby and got their money in on time. Pros HaTzeres, that was for people who lived a little further away, so their money didn't come in by Chodesh Nisan. And those who lived even further away, Pros HaChag, 15 days before Sukkot, were taking the money out of Lishcha to get some of their money to include those people in the Karbanos HaTzibur. So the bottom line is, don't you see that the people from Bavel did not get their money in on time? That was the whole point. That's why we have three separate Trumas Alishcha. Their money didn't come in on time. That's why we took much later, for that 6 months later, we were taking their money out of the Lishcha to pay for the Karbanos HaTzibur. So how can you tell me that the Bnei Bavel should already do it from the Choref? That was Rabbi Chizkia, that the Bnei Bavel should do it from Choref, already from wintertime. No, everyone does it Be'echad Ba'adar. They Mashmin al-Shkolm for everyone Echad Ba'adar. And some people get it in on time, and people who live further away don't get it in on time. No. It all comes at the right time. Meaning everyone, really, we do have the people from Babel already start giving it from... The people from Babel already do start giving it from Choref. And it all comes in by Echad B'Nisan. Ay, V'lama Amru B'Shlosha Prakim. So why do we have these three times of the year that we are, that we're Torim the Lishcha, that we take the money out of the Lishcha? K'dei Lasu Pumbi L'davar. In order to make it well known that everybody's money is being used. So in order to make a bigger deal about it, to be Mefarsim, and let it be known that in the Chag HaPesach, we have to bring from, to let it be known that everyone is participating in the Karbanos, so that we make a big deal out of doing it out of three times a year. But technically, we wouldn't really have to, because all of the money is really there anyway, so it wouldn't really be necessary, right? That's what the Tikkun Chadin writes. Lasos Pumbi, Kidei Lasos Pirsun Ledavar, Devadai Enachiv Litron Begimel Zmanam Alalu, Elabinisan Utarmin Al Kol Chad Sheashana. Like we learned from the Drush and Psukim, that there's only one time a year that you only need to be Torim for all the rest of the year. Rabbanon who dechilku legimel zmanim mishum degimel zmanim alalu hein zman kihilo lekol Yisrael lalos l'regel. Why do we do dafka these three times out of the year? Because these three times is when Yerushalayim is most populated. Everyone's coming to be all the regel. Lekacha yitorm v'zmanim alalu man yedu kulam sheish lekalechem Yisrael chelik bekal karbanos tzibur. That's why we do dafka these three times of the year, to let all of Klal Yisrael know and all of Klal Yisrael see that everybody gets to participate in the karbanos tzibur, that everybody's money goes to pay for the Karbanos HaTzibur that we bring each and every day. But it's not because the money just came in. It has nothing to do with that. It's just about publicizing the fact that everybody gets to participate. Back in the Gemara's second line, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rabbi B'Shem Rebbe, hey Nikra v'lo Nivas. He says there are certain things that you're gonna. How can you read it and not get terrified from reading about Klal Yisrael? These are a little bit of a gadata for the day. How could you read about certain things and not become scared about how Klal Yisrael behaves sometimes? Lutova, when it comes to doing good, the pasuk says Kol Nediv Lev. That all Kol Nediv Lev. Who contributed to the Mishkan? Any Nediv Lev. L'ra'a, when it comes to contributing to the Egel, Vayisparku Kol Ha'am. Not just the Nediv Lev. Everybody, Letova, when it comes to doing good, Ve'yotzi Moshe Ha'am, L'ra'a, V'tikru V'nelai, Kulchem. So again, the difference between doing good and doing bad, that when Ve'yotzi Moshe Ha'am, Likros El-Kim and Amachne is the end of the Pasuk, and when we go for the Shiluach Meraglim, right, that's what V'tikru V'nelai, Kulchem is about. It's about the Meraglim. Next one, Letova, Oz Yoshi Moshe V'nei Yisrael, Asa Shira, Asa, etc. Right, the B'nei Yisrael sing the Shira by the Yamsuf. L'ra'a, when the Meraglim come and they do this on their own, Vatisa Koleda and Vayivku Asam Balayla, who is the end of the pasuk, they cry on that night. That's the Bechia, the Shalchinam that Klal Yisrael cries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to be Kaveh Bechia L'Doros. But the bottom line is, in each situation, it was Kol Ha'am doing it for bad, and only some of the nation doing it for good. Amr b'chir baraba achein eshkimu hashchisu v'kol hashchasu sheyosim hashkama hayu osnasa. Any time that Klal Yisrael did something bad, we always were eager to do it. That's by cheta egel v'yashkimu mimachras v'yalu olos. Right by the Mishkan they meviu lav onedav baboker baboker. Doesn't say anything about hashkama. There's no waking up early. So you have when Klal Yisrael is excited about an avera, we'll be very excited and we'll go to do it very, very quickly. So that's the sad sad reality of sometimes the excitement that we have, the way the Yetzer Hara works, he gets us so excited about doing an Avera. The Gemara brings a Machlokas HaMarayim that discusses about the Klal Yisrael giving to the Mishkan because of their Netiyah Letova, their Netiyah to do good. Am Rabbi Abba Baracha, Einat Yachal Lamud Alofia Shal Umazu. We can't really fully understand what drives this nation, that what causes us to do good or bad. Nitzbayin LaEgel V'Nosnin. You ask for money, you start a fundraising campaign to raise for the Egel, and Klal Yisrael is very happy to give. Nitzbayin LaMishkan V'Nosnin. You raise money for the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael gives. So whatever it is, that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael gives. Bein Latov, Bein Lara, we're always eager to give. So Tanu Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Chadam Asnisa. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says there's a brisa that holds that for the Mishkan was Latov, not like Rabbi Abba. Vasisa Kapar, the Darshans, Vasisa Kapara Zahav Tahar, that the Pasuk says they make the Kaparas out of gold, Yavul Zav Shal Kaparas V'Yichaper Al Zav Shal Egel. That the Zav of the Kaparas should come and be a Kapara for the Zahav of the Egel. So their Nesina was, since they were being Chozer B'tshuva, they're coming to be Mechaper and the Nesina for the Egel. So yeah, there is a connection between the fact that they gave for the Mishkan and they gave for the Egel. But not just that we're just always generous and we're not discriminating at all and we just give to anything. That's not the message, says Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. The message is that when we were giving for the Mishkan, that was our kapara for the Egel. And that's why the kaparas was made out of Zahav. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah deals with the problem that we know that the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim does not wear the big days of Lefnai V'Lefnim because Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, that we dafka in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, we try not to bring to mind the Egel Azav. Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, we don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminiscing about the bad old days when we had the Cheda Egel. So why is it that we make something with Zahav to be mechaper with the Egel? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that there's a difference between a person having gold on him, doing something with gold, and having a stationary kli made out of gold. That's the chiluk the Gemara makes. That if the kli that's there in the Beis HaMikdash made out of gold, that we could say is a kapara for the Cheda Egel. When we do something, b'derech avoda, that should not be with gold, lefnai v'lefnim at least, because of Ein Kategor Nasnega. That's the sugi where the Gemara talks about why a shofar that's mutzupa zahav might be a problem, because the shofar is considered kilefnim dami. It's considered as if it's lefnai v'lefnim, that great chiddush that the Gemara has, that for some reason the shofar is considered lefnim. Now, we don't say this about the gold of the menorah, the kruvim, the shulchan, the mizbech. There's plenty of gold in the Beis HaMikdash. For some reason, it's the kaporis only. So in the Makar Baruch, he raises this question, and he says, based on what it says in the Tanchuma, that it's called kaporis because it's mechaperes. So that's why we dafka put the drasha, maybe in a chenami. All the other kelim that are made out of gold are also kapara for the Cheda Egel. But this one is dafka mechaperes. The Yerushalmi gives a different reason why the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the big day Zahav on Yom Kippur. He says nothing to do with Ein Kategor Nasnegor. The Yerushalmi said in Yuma says that, that the reason the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the big day Zahav on Yom Kippurim is because of Gaiva, that we want him to be as humble as possible. When you wear certain types of clothing, it makes you feel good. So we don't want him to wear the golden, ostentatious, golden clothing on Yom Kippurim. But Yerushalmi Lishita, so it's not going to have a problem to say that gold is mechaper for the Cheda Egel. Yerushalmi doesn't hold that gold is a violation of Ein Kategor Nasnegor in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Amar Rav Baracha, just did that one. Where am I? Tana Rabbi Yosef. Rab Chagai b'shem Rav Shlomo Nachman Shalosh Trumos Namru b'Parsha Zos. It says three times the word Truma in the Parsha of Yichuli Truma to be merames to us on three Trumos that Klal Yisrael had to collect for. There's the Trumos Adonim that Klal Yisrael had to take a Machsa Shekel to make the Adonim for the Mishkan. Right, that's what the pasuk says. Bekal Agulgolus Machsa Shekel B'Shekel Kodesh Chol Over Agum Benasim Shalom Mala Letzagus Adnei Hakodesh Ves. And then there's Trumas Shkalim, the Maksa Shekel that we have to give for the Korbanos HaTzibur each and every year. And then there's Trumas HaMishkan, that we gave Kenidvas Libam for all the needs of the Mishkan, all the different things that were necessary for the Mishkan. Zav, Kasav, Nechoshes, all of those are called the Truma. Daberel B'nei Yisrael V'yichli Truma, Zu Trumas Adanim. It says Daberel B'nei Yisrael V'yichli Truma, that's a reference to the Trumas Adanim. And then Me'es Kol Isha She'idveru Libo, Tichu Es Trumasi, Zu Trumas Shkalim. That's a reference to the Trumas, Shkalim. Trumas HaMishkan, the Mishkan, Mashi Yirtzi Yasu. The Trumas HaMishkan goes to whatever the needs are for the Mishkan, and whatever the Gizbarim think is necessary to do with the Trumas HaMishkan, they're allowed to do. Whatever they want to do with the gold, whatever they want to do with all the materials that you give, they're allowed to do. Trumas Shkalim, the Korban. Trumas Shkalim has to dafka pay for the Korban Tzibur, Mashi Yirtzi Yasu. They could decide whichever Korban they wanted to go for, meaning whichever money you gave can go to pay whichever Korban the people in charge decide to bring it for. Kadesh Yad Kulan Shavas, so that everyone has an equal part in all of the Korbanos HaTzibur. Chumas Adanim La Adanim. When they gave the money for the Adanim, so they had to dafka use that for the Adanim, for the boards of the pegs, for the boards of the Mishkan, and the different parts. So the Gemara brings a source for this. Hashir Lo Yarbeva Da Lo Yamit. Am Rabbi Avun Af Beparsha Zos Nemar Bashal Trumos, that even when it comes to the Machsa Shekel, in Parshas Kisisa, not just V'yichli Truma, but in Parshas Kisisa, when it talks about the Machsa Shekel, it also says, Hashir Lo Yarbeh V'Adah Lo Yamit, and it also says three times, it says Nemar B'Shalosh Truma, says Truma three times. Machsa Shekel Truma L'Hashem, Yitin Truma Hashem, L'Seis is Truma Hashem, to teach us that Bezin needs to do with Takana in all three Trumos that Yada Kol Shavaben, that everyone has an equal part in it, just like Hashir Lo Yarbeh V'Adah Lo Yamit comes to teach us that that everyone is an equal part. So too that teaches us back to the V'Yichli Truma that everyone has an equal part. So it's explicit in the later parsha. It's and from the fact that it's explicit in the later parsha, we learn it back to the previous parsha. Rabbi Yochanan Frischl Perlau asks in his parish on Rasag, Hashir Lo Yarbeh V'Adah Lo Yamit, why do I need a special pasuk Hashir Lo Yarbeh V'Adah Lo Yamit? That's Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra. No, what do you need to say? So it's a kasha, the Achronim work on. Anyway, it's including Baltos Baltibur. Lav or Lav Bishnei Lavin, sometimes you have as an answer to make it a double lisser, to be Marbor, to be Mamet. The Ramban asks why the money of mitzvahs don't count it as a mitzvah. They don't count Hashir Lo Yarbeh V'Adah Lo Yamit as one of the mitzvahs. It's just a mitzvah Machsa Shekel. Why isn't there a separate isser of Hashir Lo Yarbeh V'Adah Lo Yamit? Okay, so that's a kasha that the Rishonim already deal with. So says the Gemara further. Where am I? Tezvah, according to some Megillah B'Krachim. So on the 15th day of Adar, we read the Megillah in the Krachim. Lokein Amar Rabbi Chelbo. Lokein Amar Rabbi Chelbo. Rav Huna, Rav B'Shem Rabbi Chia Rabba. Rav Huna and Rav B'Shem Rabbi Chia Rabba. Hakol Yotzin B'Arba Asar Shuzman Kriyasa. He says everyone is Yotzei. Even people who live in a city that's supposed to read on the 15th are Yotzei if they read on the 14th, because that's the Zman Kriyasa Megillah for everybody. So even those people could be Yotzei on the 15th. So Loba Elulamedcha Shekola Mitzvos Anogos B'Adasheni. No, but the point is, our Mishnah is trying to tell me, the Gemara is answering, if everyone could be Yotzei on the 14th, why does it highlight that it's got to be read on the 15th? Because our Mishnah is coming to tell me that all the things that are mentioned in our Mishnah that you do on the 15th day of Adar, it's not that their mitzvah is Dafka Ba'adar Sheni and not Ba'adar Rishon. Just like Mikra Megillah. The Mikra Megillah, we know you have to Dafka do Ba'adar Sheni and not Ba'adar Rishon. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Havu Yasfin, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Acha were sitting. Amar Rabbi Yosef the Rabbi Achas. Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Achas about this din of Rabbi Chelba, who said that even the Bnei Krachim can be Yotzei if you read on your Dalid, Lo Mistavra Elo L'Sha'avar. Avalaba Lo. He says that's only a din B'diyevet, that if a Ben Krach read on the 14th, and now it's already past the 15th, so there's nothing you could do about it, okay, he was Yotzei. But L'Chachila, we would never say such a thing. If someone asks what he should do, of course a Ben Krach should read on the 15th day. So Frank Lamar Vatani, Makam Shnogu, L'Pros Shnei Yamim, Koronos Shnei Yamim, that in a place where you have a suffix, whether it's Mekavis Chom, Milsu Shul Benun or not, we read it 2 days. You read the Megillah on the 14th day, if that's the Minog, you read the Megillah on the 14th day and the 15th day, so to cover both possibilities. Now, if Rabbi Chelba holds that Bnei Krachim are Yotzi L'Chadchila on the 14th day, so why do they have to go ahead and read it again on the 15th day to be Yotzi the suffix? If Rabbi Chelba really holds that even L'Chadchila could be Yotzi on the 14th day, so he says, no, I also hold like this, that all the b'nei krachim can read it, who read the chadchila on the 15th day, like it says in the Braisa. But I said that the sheet of Rabbi Chelba is that the b'nei krachim are yotzei b'kriyas arba asar even the chadchila, meaning I agree with the Braisa, but it's Rabbi Chelba is against the Braisa. So at the end of the day, he didn't really answer for Rabbi Chelba. He says, "Einachinami, Rabbi Chelba is against the Braisa." So the Gemara is miyashiv the kasha. So I'm Rabbi Mana. The Gemara is miyashiv as follows: the yaus. It's all well and good. If after you read it on the 14th, you go and you read it again on the 15th, Shema ain shomun lo, because we're afraid she'imat omer kain. That we're afraid that if you don't do that, if you don't have them read it again on the 15th, so the people in that place are never going to read it on the 15th, and you're going to be okay the entire takana. So really, they are yotze even the chachila, but we do this anyway just so that we can keep the takana in place. That all of the other sheni alachos don't apply in other rishon, except for the Isra Hespedis and Isra Tainis, that applies both on other in other Sheni and other Rishon. Rabbi Bav, Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rav, Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the Iker is other Sheni, and that's how we paskin halacha. That's how they darshan to say halach lemaisa. Rav Huna Rabba Tziporin Amar Hinig Rabbi Chanina b'Tziporin ba'adak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo Amar ella Hinig ha'halach lo. He says no. We have a tradition that it was Hinik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but not that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but that was the minhag. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with how they would write Adar, Chodesh Adar, and Shtaros.